Bloody Mary Podcast.
Welcome to the Bloody Married Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy, and we are totally married.
Yeah, yeah.
We got our Bloody Marys, and tonight we are reviewing The Strangers Chapter 2. Because he wanted to go to the theaters to see this movie.
Yes,
I
did.
And I was so excited to do that.
Well, I'm curious about what Strangers Chapter 2 and 3 are going to be. I don't think they're going to theaters. I think they're going to just find home at a streaming service.
I think so. I mean, we're going to watch them, obviously. Yeah. But like...
Yeah.
I'm glad it won't be in the theater. I can't watch those movies in a theater. Can't do it.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be so hard for me to keep quiet in that theater.
It would. Yeah.
So, if you don't know... The Strangers last year made our worst movie of the year.
Mm-hmm.
This is a reboot, and this is a planned trilogy. Rennie Harlan, who is a good director, he directed Nightmare on Elm Street 4. He directed A Longest Goodnight, plus a handful of other things that are pretty good. Guy came back and he shot three Strangers back to back. We got one last year. We got one this year that we just saw and haven't talked about.
Uh-huh.
And then we get the third and final chapter, which will be riveting next year.
I have to wait a whole year to see what happens. However will I survive?
So
better than that, bitch. Jesus Christ.
To recap, The Strangers of last year was pretty much the Strangers movie. It was our main girl who made terrible decisions, screamed, ran, and the guy had a gun at one point and didn't use it. It was a very frustrating movie.
I had to pause the movie, throw something, get very angry, walk away, and come back and still get very angry. Why watch the rest of it? Because what the fuck? They did a lot of like, oh yeah, let's just cower onto the floor. What should we do?
Yeah, and then the only redeeming thing would maybe that she survived, which is new, and that maybe in my head that the second one she starts fighting back, and in the third one she turns the tables on them, and we'll see what happens. But the synopsis for The Strangers Chapter 2 is the Strangers are back. More brutal and relentless than ever. When they learn that one of their victims, Maya, is still alive, they return to finish what they've started. With nowhere to run and no one to trust, Maya must survive another horrific chapter of terror as the Strangers hunt her and pursue her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, before we get into it, we have merchandise.
Yeah, we do.
We have an Amazon wish list. Go to www.bloodymarypodcast.com and check all that stuff out. We have some inexpensive things on the Amazon wish list you could buy that would really help us out, like just Bloody Mary mixes. We have some middle of the road stuff. We have some expensive stuff like gear and everything. We're not quite at the level where we have a Patreon yet, but we're going to try and get there. Let's see what else.
And the most important thing for us is to like, subscribe, and share.
Yep. Like, comment, subscribe. All that fun stuff. Share it around. Tell people about the Bloody Married Podcast. Let's see. Well, let's just get into it then. So, wife, The Strangers Chapter 2.
Yes.
What did you think in general? Was it great? Was it?
It was a waste of a fucking movie, and it shouldn't have been made, and it could have been 15 fucking minutes. That's what I think of it. What do you think of it, darling?
So you think it sucks ass?
No. I don't like it. Why did we have this movie? Like, you could put... whatever, like, you could shrink whatever the fuck that was down and put it on to another movie, and you wouldn't be like, oh man, I wish that was longer. Yeah, no, fucking, why do we have this movie? That's what I think of this movie. Why the fuck is that even a movie?
I do
agree.
What
do you think?
I think whatever happens in part three, what happened in two, and what happened in one, you could have condensed it into a two-hour horror reboot of this that probably could have been very satisfying.
sure. Okay. Yeah.
I'm the ever-best optimistic over here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was as bad as you think it is, but I do agree that it's bad. I think it's bad. There were some redeeming things in it, but overall it was frustrating to watch. Most of the time, And it really, the new things that this one wanted to explore, I didn't really care much about.
That we
can't really tell until we get into spoilers. Also, spoiler-free until we get into spoilers. And we will tell you if we... I haven't said that before. So, did I say that? I don't know. It's been a long day. We just saw this in the theater. Crazy fact, there were like more people in this theater than when we saw The Conjuring 4, which blew my mind. Not many.
No,
but there were more.
There were. Considering we were the only people in the theater last time.
So this movie was like, it did not need to be a whole movie. This, like you said, this could have been a 15, 20 minute, like this just could have been the second act of a film.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know what the idea is to stretch this out. I don't know how this got into theaters, and some films that we've liked haven't made it in theaters. What worked for you? Was there anything in this that you liked at all?
No.
Okay. You didn't like performances, you didn't like directing, you didn't like lighting, you didn't like plot, you didn't like any of it.
There was one shot that was really pretty. And that was it. It was just one quick shot. She was in the woods again. And it was pretty. But that's it. That's it. It was one shot. It was really quick.
Yeah.
I did not... none of this worked because I don't... why is it a fucking movie?
She had a loss for words.
lots of words, but we're not in spoilers right now, so I can't say shit.
Yeah, I'm trying to explain. I'm going to try and run through the movie without spoilers.
Okay.
So this picks up... so she survives the first one, and this picks up her in the hospital.
Yes.
And everyone pretty much in the town, in this community, is a suspect. She doesn't know who to trust. The strangers show up. That's not a spoiler. And they're after her again. And so she's on the run from location to location, avoiding the strangers, not knowing who to trust. And it's just kind of a continuation of that. And then, like, there's no finality in that. There was that we can get into a spoiler with, but it was like an extended chase sequence, which I've heard people say, but that's kind of what it is, of hide and seek. And she does learn more along the way. It was just a very small things that she learned, but there were some character moments with her that I thought were good. I just wish they would have been stronger and quicker, and she would have learned faster. But she did go through some like Rambo-esque kind of survival stuff, which there's one wacky thing that came out of left field. Like, why is this here?
Why is that? Why did the fuck did that happen? In the middle of this movie, you're like, wait, what?
In the middle of this movie, it turns into another movie for like a 10-minute sequence. You're like, why is this? I get it. I understand why. It's... we can't get into spoilers. Okay. So what worked for me, I thought I for pretty much a dialogue-free performance from our lead,
mm-hmm.
she did a good job. Because really, I think maybe she had no more than 10 lines through this. So
True.
She did have to emote and do this without lines. And I think she did a decent job at that. I do like that she did start to like learn to defend herself. A little bit. You're like laughing.
Okay.
And it turns more, internalized. I'm trying to justify some of this stuff.
No, you can't.
I do think it was directed competently. There was a shot in the hospital that was played as a wonder that I thought was really good. And I was like, oh, I noticed it. It was like, okay, this is played as a wonder. And that's really cool. I do think that there were some good camera movements, some good shots, some good angles. I think where this is lacking is in the script.
In the story.
And Renny Harlin did not write the script. So I think if he was given a better script and a better story to work with, I think that this could have been something really good.
So do I.
From Renny Harlin. But it comes with this script. It's just, it's pointless.
I just don't know how Renny Harlin reads these scripts and be like, yes, let's make this three movies. Let's do this. Yeah. I'm like, why the fuck?
Maybe they all had fun behind the scenes.
Great. It didn't just show on screen.
Yeah. And what didn't work is pretty much the whole
fucking thing.
The whole thing aside from, like, I'm trying to, like, be positive with things because making movies is hard. But this, it's her performance and some of her character journey stuff.
Kinda. Like, yeah. She like dips a toe in it. And then she's like, oh, it's cold. And then she goes backwards. And then she's like, let me try it again. And then she goes backwards. Like, what the fuck? Did you learn nothing from...
There's one thing we could get, like, it's not really spoiler, but the first time it happens, she, like, wakes up in her hospital in the bedroom, and they're after her again, and she just doesn't do anything to self-preserve. Like, she doesn't grab any kind of weapon. She doesn't try to get out of
the... She wanders around slowly.
She slowly wanders around the hospital, passing by all of these objects that could be weapons. She's passing by, like, even her IV pole.
Anything!
Grab that!
Any fucking
thing! She passes by fire extinguishers.
She just rips it out and then just...
Like, all this stuff just happened.
Does a little jaunt through the hospital, like, no one's after her, or no one's trying to kill people, or anything like that. Right. And I grab nothing.
She has... Nothing. Oh, God. I feel sorry for this actress, but she has my vote for the worst final girl ever.
Oh, she... Fuck yeah, she does. It's like...
I mean, like...
I hate Julie James, but this bitch...
I do, like... She
What's her name? Maya? What is her name?
Her character's name is Maya.
Maya. Okay. Her character name. Maya, you're...
Yeah.
I can't wait for Maya to get her throat slit. That's the whole problem. That's the whole problem.
I do think that she... I don't know. Okay. What? Fuck it. What do you... Fuck it. This movie sucks. I'm trying... There are... I find there's a little bit more redeeming things in it.
Bless your heart. Trying. You're trying so hard. Trying so hard.
What would you rate this?
One. I would rate it a one.
You're just getting this fucking over with.
There's no lead up. It's a one.
Oh my God.
What would you rate it, darling?
Four.
Really?
I'm giving it a four.
Wow.
It is below average. It's not as terrible. It's not as bad. It's a four.
A four.
I'm gonna give it a four. I do think that there's some redeeming things in this.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
A four. I think it's. I think it's significantly, not significantly. I'm taking that back. It's better than the first one.
The first one was, I don't even know what I rated the first one, a half a one?
I don't think we rated them.
Oh, the first one would be a half a Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
And this one is a one.
Okay.
So it's above the first one.
Yeah.
And I will say I didn't have to get up out of the theater and leave, but also...
Yeah, I am.
It was so hard. It was so hard to be in the theater.
I know. It was crazy that this was...
We had to sit in the back row,
this was
people.
In the theater. Okay.
Spoilers. We're getting into spoilers right now. So if you haven't seen it, pause it. Go. I don't wait till it streams. Don't spend money on it. And then come back and watch it later, I guess. I don't fucking know. They're spoiling this bitch, though.
She's on one.
I've had a day, people, and then I had to fucking see this shit in the theater.
She actually has a really, she had a really, really shitty day, and so she has to end it with going to the theater and seeing this movie and then doing this podcast.
Which is so fun.
Okay, spoilers. So, go ahead, spoil something.
Okay, let's just talk about the wild war, like, the fucking...
The wild boar?
The wild boar that just comes out of nowhere.
So suddenly...
Suddenly there's a wild boar that attacks her in the middle of the woods.
She's in the woods.
She ended up back into the fucking woods.
Yeah, again. The strangers, they keep a wild boar held captive, and they unleashed it upon her. And there was a wild boar attack...
It wasn't...
And attacking the car she was in, and then... you know, she eventually hit... It was a bad CGI wild boar.
It was so bad. It was a horrible, CGI wild boar.
It's probably, like, the one piece of CGI they have in this, and they couldn't, like, make it look a little bit better.
This is true. And also, though, its death scene was, like... The death scene was, like, the vampire in Buffy. Like,
Of the boar?
Yeah. Like, it's dead, it's not dead. And then just kept making noises and twitching. But I will say, why she finally stabbed that boar with vigor multiple times.
Yeah, she's...
And yet, She leaves the knife behind and doesn't stab any of the people multiple times that are trying to kill her when she has an opportunity. A wild boar, sure. Leave the knife and not take it to protect yourself from the people who you're running from in the fucking woods.
Did she leave the knife? I can't.
She
I didn't
did
remember.
Leave the knife. Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I remember. So that scene exists to put her through another trial. Like, because the boar fucks her shit up, grabs her leg, throws her around. And she fights the boar. And that's the first time she's killed something, I think, for her character. And she,
yes.
And I think that's the moment where she realized, I can kill.
Sure.
So I think that is a turning point for her character, realizing that she can do it. And then another spoiler is that, I mean, she does kill one of them.
She does kill one
so
of them.
So at the towards the end, she bests one of them. She's learning. She's more protective of herself, even though she still makes choices that are bad at the end, but she's still, here's a weapon. I'm grabbing it. She, like, the things that she should have known to do at the very beginning of the first one, she learned to do at the end of the second.
Yeah,
a little bit of self-preservation.
Okay, but she grabbed some things, but then she kept leaving them.
Yes.
And then she wasn't actually, like, she'd use them for a second and then freeze and then be like, oh, what do I do now? You keep fucking stabbing them.
Yeah,
if you stab a bitch in the with your scissors in the ear, take them out and keep stabbing her because she's going to still try to kill you. Don't just stop and be like, okay, maybe I'm safe. When in the history of whatever is happening to you have you been, oh my God, I'm safe. Fuck off. Oh my God. She could have stabbed that girl 7 fucking times in the throat, in the throat, in the throat. She'd be dead, and then she could take that ambulance and drive the fuck out of there. But instead, she just stabs her once, and then she's like, oh, I'm safe, okay. And then she fucking...
She does end up killing her, so she stabs her. So they're in the ambulance. She stabs her in the head with the scissors. She thinks she's dead. She goes to drive away. Nope, she's not. Puts the thing, the choke around her, and then she's like, you know what? I'm going to buckle up and floor this bitch and crash it. She shoots through the window, and she's dead.
Yeah.
So she did kill one of them.
She did.
But you're right.
What I'm saying is she could have left.
Yes. There's so many times, or like even before then, and this is kind of strange. There was a moment in the middle of it where she's on a farm, and she has a pitchfork.
Pitchfork.
And so she lunges out, and she stabs one of them like right in the thigh and just runs off. You continue to stab.
That's what I... She learned that she dips a toe.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to just penetrate her thigh really quick and then go, oh, and then run away. What the fuck? These people have killed your fiance. They have tried to kill you and they're still trying to kill you. And why the fuck are you not just fucking going crazy on them?
Yeah.
It drives me nuts. Then she stops and then she, oh my God, what should I do? And then she slowly walks somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in the woods. I'm just going to slowly walk. These people are trying to kill you. They sent a wild boar after you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There's a scene that was pretty... That was actually... there was tension for me. It was when she got into the first car and the two were driving and then the other two hopped in. They shot that really well as to like, oh, I felt her tension.
Yeah.
Because she was like, you know, they were getting close-ups on eyes and that was like, can I trust these people? And then you see the knife and you see that she jumps out. I really enjoyed that scene. But yes, her character is infuriating. Just keep stabbing and keep killing. So this movie ends with... Okay, backstory. So they give us a backstory of the strangers.
Oh, yeah. Guess what I didn't need? Backstory of the strangers?
Of like,
because the whole point of the strangers is not knowing who it
is. But we see like a backstory of like Tamara? No, of like the one of the main killers and then the guy as children. And one of them is just psycho.
Yeah,
and so when they were kids, they just, you know, one of them killed somebody and they started killing together. It's really their origin story. Like, okay, cool. And another thing too, when at the end, when she killed the one and then the main guy took the mask off of her, I did not recognize that person. Who was it? Was it the diner girl?
It was someone in the diner. We saw her in the diner. But again, you see them for a second.
Yeah.
You don't care. But also, the whole point and the best thing about these movies is you don't know who they are.
Yeah, I mean, like a good example.
I don't need a backstory.
Right?
I don't care.
Yeah, like, what was it? Joyride was really good with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you get images and glimpses. But yeah, no, that was the cool thing about The Strangers is their motivation. Oh, you were home. And this one is giving us lore, backstory, and then we hear from another character that, oh, this has been going on for years, and then there's like, you know, 10, 15 so dead. And now it's to the point where like an ambulance driver has died, and someone showed up
from state police.
Internal, like, FBI or someone showed up.
It was state police internal affairs. Yeah. Because too many people are getting killed in this town, and no one's doing anything about it. And then he gets shot in the head with an arrow.
Yeah, I mean...
real quick.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this should have just been the second act of a film, but it's just,
it should have. Yeah. There was no need to draw out a chase scene for an hour and 40 minutes and then give us backstory about... I don't fucking care.
You know what my favorite part of the movie is? Her toned butt. When she woke up...
She did have a nice butt.
When she woke up after...
I noticed that too.
After like, you know, she got all fucked up and they stitched her up and, you know, realized that, you know, she just had on like a little tank top and her underwear. She's walking around. I'm like, oh.
She's got it. Yeah, she has a nice butt. Best part of the movie, her butt.
Yeah,
good job.
That was pretty cool.
Way to be.
So yeah, I mean,
So
now it ends. So chapter three is she's still in the woods. It's going to pick up right there. He's mad, right? So I think she just killed either his best friend / lover or his sister.
Either
one, he's mad.
Yes.
Either way, he's mad. And so I don't, this is, the only way three can be better than this is if she takes the fight to them somehow. I don't know.
How is that bitch going to take the fight to them? Are we really going to get that out of her?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
I think that's where they're going to go.
I think they're going to go, they're going to try.
Yeah.
And I just.
I don't know if it's going to come across on screen, but I think that's what they're going to try to do.
Here's what I wanted the entire time that happened. Someone to just slit her throat and be done with it.
I know, in the middle of theater, you're like, just fucking kill her! Just kill her! Why are you just kill her?
Slit her throat? I don't care about her at all. She pisses me the fuck off. I want her dead. Someone kill her. Please, yeah. I don't need another movie.
Well, we're getting one because it's already shot.
I know.
So here's the thing. When she stabbed the one in the thigh with the pitchfork, in the following scenes, that person was walking just fine, which I was thinking, is there more? Or is that just an oversight? Or was it not that? Did you?
Yeah, I noticed that. You would think one of them would have been limping or something.
Yeah.
Neither one of the doll faces were limping.
Yeah.
So either there is another person, or she didn't actually stab them hard enough. Which
no, she did. It went in there. She went down. Yeah. I don't know. So that was just kind of a weird thing. What else was there? So there was that throwaway line. Not a throwaway line. It was she was on a farm. She's like, please don't shoot me. And then something about the sheriff. And then someone said, oh, the sheriff. Not the sheriff. And then she gets an arrow and dies.
Right.
It would be smart because the sheriff is, what's his, Richard Brake? Broke?
He's the one I don't like in the Rob Zombie movies.
I like him more and more and stuff I see. I used to like his performances, but I've like warmed up to him and I actually kind of like what he does now. I've made a turn with him. He was in Three from Hell, terrible movie, but he was the one who replaced Sid Haig. I just can't remember his name. Anyways, he's like such an obviously like red herring that what I would want is for her to team up with him like he's actually a good person.
Right.
Like that would be the fun turn for me. That like she is with those like two local cops and they've been wanting to hopefully try and stop it. I just don't want that guy to be, well, it's gotta be someone young, right? If that's the same age, then it's another young guy.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't care.
Yeah, we don't care.
It's The Strangers. Yeah. You're not supposed to know who it is.
Yeah, but they're making
They're
making it to that.
Yeah, I don't fucking care.
Yep.
I don't. Like, she gets the hospital. Oh my God, the hospital. Like, she hears people being like, oh my God. She doesn't even try to block her door, get out a window, grab anything to defend herself. She just goes...
Well, and also, too, like, she gets up and pulls her thing out, and then, like, all of her alarms are going off, which would lead the killer to believe that, oh, that's where she is. Oh, unplug that shit.
Yeah.
She just let it go.
And then she just wanders around the hospital, like, taking a stroll, not grabbing anything, and not seeing anybody, and then realizing doors are locked, and she's just like, but why aren't you open? Bill, God, grab something to fuck. You're in the morgue. There's scalpels. There's fucking needles. Oh, my God.
Okay. I think we got to wrap this up before you have a fucking stroke.
Oh, dude, God. So, don't see this movie. It's stupid. Don't just wait till it streams.
So I think... you know, I might be wrong, but this could be a contender to make our worst film, yes. Worst film of the year list.
Yes, yes. 2 years in a row, Strangers.
Oh boy.
I mean, I have yet to see a movie that I dislike this much.
Yeah.
This year.
You're correct. You're correct.
This is a contender for number one.
Yeah.
Again, shocking.
Yeah. So. Have you guys seen Strangers Chapter 2? What did you think? Do you agree with us? Do you think it's a 1? Do you think it's a 4? Do you think it's higher than that? What do you want to happen in 3? Why does this exist?
Why is there 3 movies?
Yeah.
Do you care?
Yeah.
What was your thoughts on Wild Boars?
Wild Boars.
Bad CGI Wild Boars.
Well, our Bloody Marys are dead.
And so are we.
I have to live with her.
You love me, though.
Yeah, I do.
I'm trying to make it sound like I'm mean to you. I'm not.
Oh.